This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy climate specialist Rick Toman. Daytime high temperatures only tell us half of the story when looking at Alaska's warming trend. Rick, what do climate records tell us about overnight lows in the summer months?
Weather observations have been made at the Fairbanks Airport since the fall of 1951. So if we look at summers from 1952 through 2020, the number of days when the low temperature has been 50 degrees or higher has increased quite dramatically at the airport. This is most pronounced in August, when in the 1950s and 60s, the average number of August nights with lows in the 50s at the airport was less than 10. And nowadays, it's typical to have about 12 to 15 days for the whole season. If we go back to the 1930s, we find that for the entire summer season, the average number of days with lows in the 50s or higher was about 30, and that is now up to well over 60, so about doubled the frequency.
So what's making summer nights warmer?
As the atmosphere warms both with increased greenhouse gases and with higher relative humidities, this is helping to keep temperatures higher. In effect, the atmosphere that we have now does not lose heat as efficiently out to space when it's clear as it did 90 or 100 years ago.
So even though we might not notice it so much because it's nighttime, it's getting warmer than two. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.